This is the Steve Herbert.
Falsetto there from Prince. Number one of his day back in 1986 with Kiss. He also had the number two song, Manic Monday by the Beatles, which he wrote, didn't perform it, but he wrote Manic Monday for the Beatles. He also had the number one song on the charts on his day in 86 with Kiss. That's Prince. This is the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on this Friday morning after the release of the Mueller report and A.G. Barr's press conference. Curtis Hoke is with us. He's managing editor for the MRC Media Research Center, MRC.org. Curtis, welcome back on to the Steve Gruber Show.
Good morning.
Curtis, I liken this to, you know, you asking, as you know, as a kid, asking for a Christmas present and waiting 8 months for that Christmas present and opening it up on Christmas morning and finding that it wasn't there. Now, flip that, and it's the media for the past 2 years wishing and hoping and praying to find something under the tree. Yesterday was Christmas morning, and they seem upset that their present wasn't under the tree.
I think that's a really good analogy as well. The one that I was using yesterday on Twitter, for one instance on CNN, I referred to it as the kid having a meltdown in the middle of a grocery store who didn't get their cereal or something, or junk food. So it's kind of the same thing. But no, the news media yesterday, you know, they were kind of falling into two camps. One, there was still like kind of some shock going on that A, that this was over, and B, that it didn't quite turn out the way that they wanted, with the president being let out in handcuffs. And two, trying to augment what the report actually found with what they wanted it to be, basically. Mm-hmm. As we saw, in particular, CNN yesterday, they were running around saying that basically, no collusion is a red herring, as Chris Cuomo said, that rather, it's a mindset, basically. It's almost like they're saying it's a lifestyle as opposed to a particular thing, event of, seminal event of you doing blank. And for them to say that it's a distraction, when that was the main crux of what they were saying for years,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know what else to say, because it's just so blatantly obvious, and it's so disgraceful that they're trying to, move on to obstruction or say that, collusion really did happen, or the other point is collusion did happen, it's just that they weren't charged. It wasn't enough to have someone be charged with it.
And something I mentioned at the top of the show, too, people are so disappointed in what we found out yesterday and through the course of the past, month or so, I suppose, when this started to be released, is that our president is, A, duly elected appropriately, and B, is not a Russian agent. And that seems to be pretty good news, actually.
Right. You would think. But no, this is where the news media are. They keep... yesterday on cable that I was watching the two liberal cable networks, they kept saying, over and over, this is good news. Like they were trying to have to convince themselves out loud on live television that the fact that the president or then candidate Trump did not collude with a hostile foreign power, is not a foreign asset, and therefore is a legitimate president, is something that I don't even know if they were like prepared for, or they just never even entertained the notion of, but they were, saying over and over yesterday, this is good news. Like, yeah, good news, good news, good for America. Like trying to, they were trying to give themselves a pep talk. But again, it was so ridiculous to see that yesterday. You know, the news media try to convince themselves of something on live television over time. Again, it's just like a another slow motion train wreck.
Curtis Hoke is with us from the Media Research Center, MRC.org. Find stuff at newsbusters.org as well. Something that was very strange to me was the media reaction to the press conference. Not post-press conference, but pre-press conference. Explain to me, Curtis, why reporters were so upset that there was a press conference being held yesterday by the Attorney General.
Yeah, you tell me. I mean, the idea that journalists would be against transparency is beyond me. And it was clear that the DOJ explained what the press conference was going to be about. It was not to be so much about the findings of the report. It was about what the redaction process was like, whether executive privilege was invoked, and what the process was like, instead of, talking about the findings. And what Barr said was basically a restatement of what he said a few weeks ago in his letter about no collusion, and that, there was obstruction. I mean, he revealed that there was 10, episodes or something in the obstruction part of the Mueller report. But, the findings, he basically restated what we had found. And for the news media to be upset about, transparency, again, what kind of world are we living in where they don't want a press conference, they don't want a government official to elaborate and kind of pull back the curtain on what it was like, I guess, to prepare the Mueller report for public consumption?
Curtis Hoke with us from Media Research Center. We're going to play the Nicole Wallace clip a little bit later on in the show that I know that you guys flagged at MRC. And then CNN yesterday, I wasn't watching live, but I saw some people react to it. There was a 9-person panel with Jake Tapper, all of them nodding their heads in agreement with one another. There is this talk a lot about the quote-unquote Fox News bubble. It is a very strange bubble to live in when you have 10 people on a soundstage and every single one of them agrees with each other and no one can even contemplate the other side's point of view.
Right, that's exactly right. And how it doesn't even occur to them, But again, I think with CNN in their world, all those people, with one or two exceptions, aren't commentators. They're analysts, analysts, legal analysts, national security analysts, and therefore that they, they're more sophisticated and they rise above the partisan fray. So therefore, what they say, I guess, carries a little bit more oomph and should be doubted. And shouldn't be doubted by people, whereas, the partisans are going to say what they're going to say. It was really until, I guess, the 3 o'clock hour, Eastern hour yesterday, until a conservative, Ken Cuccinelli, was let on, that baffled me that they waited that long, considering, they actually do have some decent conservatives on their payroll, but once they got on television, they didn't waste it. Cuccinelli saying the media are patting themselves on the back when they shouldn't be.
Yeah, Curtis, got to run here up against the clock. Thanks for joining us from the Media Research Center. It's Scott Bertram in
for more than 65 years, Enbridge has been safely delivering the North American energy you rely on to fuel your vehicle, heat your home, and power commerce and manufacturing. We're proud to be a part of communities across Michigan and contribute millions in local property taxes each year, which helps support schools, emergency responders, and local government needs. At Enbridge, we're helping to fuel your quality of life. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Michigan. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost, really changed my life. I've lost weight and kept it off, and I feel great. Now it's even easier to make My Pure Health Solutions work for you, anywhere, anytime, from the comfort of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom program for you. Not artificial shakes and bars, but real food, so you can keep the weight off. I'm telling you, this works. Jared and the team will evaluate your body, create a one-of-a-kind blueprint for you to get healthy, and you never have to leave home. Go to MyPureHealthSolutions.com. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. do it now.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it. You hear it every time you finish a meal and never feel anything. But if we were able to associate this sound with a new stimulus, save the food, we've achieved pulling a natural response from you. Save the food. Why are we doing this, you may ask? Save the food. Because this ad is trying to change your after-meal behavior through brainwashing. Because food waste costs the average family $1,500 a year. Save the food. Cha-ching. And $1,500 extra is like getting a pay raise. Save the food. Cha-ching.
You're promoted.
Which could pay for your child's braces. Save the food. Cha-ching.
You're promoted.
Check out my braces.
So when you hear this sound, rethink your behavior. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit savethefood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.